We caught up with a special guest yesterday, so this conversation was actually yesterday morning, Dalton, but a gentleman who was taking on quite a project, I guess you would say, and it's going coast to coast. His name is John Ring.
Yeah, and our resident Marine, Tom Claxton, brought this to our attention. Tom, always a great guy, and talked with John on Scuttlebutt, this week's Scuttlebutt Network. But John, we're so glad to get to talk to you about this fantastic thing you're doing for veterans. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me this morning.
So Walk for Vets and the website walkforvets.org. Before we get into what exactly you're doing in our area right now, talk about your it says you're the founder here on the website. What was that process like? What was your thoughts behind Walk for Vets?
Well, it originally started out as Buddy Watch Walk in 2019. I was still serving in the military. I served for another 2 years after that. And I just saw, you know, our veterans slipping through the cracks, needing help, not really understanding. I was older when I enlisted. So I hate to say it, but I wasn't brainwashed into that mindset. And, you know, I really kind of had like more of a dad approach to things and, you know, seeing younger kids, and I had older kids at the time and friends that I served with kind of just falling down the cracks, and I wanted to help. I wanted to learn, you know, and so in 2019, October 1st, I launched a Buddy Watch Walk from Tybee Island, Georgia to Santa Monica, California to raise awareness to veterans' issues. And at that point, all of them, because I wanted to learn what the issues were and how it was affecting our veteran community. That was a phenomenal experience. I mean, I'll never be able to recreate that, but 2,462 miles from coast to coast. And I just met phenomenal people all over the country that really veterans and just people that cared and wanted to be a part of it. And then after that, just kept it going. And eventually I founded Walk for Vets. I wanted to make it more veteran friendly. Buddy Walk is an autism walk, and kind of wanted to, you know, not step on their toes. Mm-hmm. So that's when I changed it to walkforvets.org. And then since then, you know, we did a walk from Jackson, Mississippi to Tybee Island. We've done 22 states in 22 consecutive days. I'm up to about 4,500 miles walking across the United States in about 34 states that I've walked in. And got a good network of people. Like right now, we're out here on Highway 90 outside of Theodore, and I got three Army veterans with me, and we're doing a relay style walk where we all kind of save our legs a little bit and our feet. Not used to it. I'm not used to that. I used to doing it all, but it's great, you know, just having the participation out here and the people that have the heart to want to be a part of this.
John, how is the money raised, and where does the money go?
So basically, I put my donation link up only when we're on a mission. Okay. I'm not one of those organizations. I don't collect money all year round. I don't want money sitting. I don't like that. I mean, a lot of organizations do that. This is not my thing. Why have it if I'm not using it? So, any donation that is made, goes to actually just helping the mission. Once the mission is completed, anything that we have left, and sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't, we'll pick an organization, you know, that is related to what we're doing. Sometimes I see local organizations all across the country, and sure, if one touches me, I'll grab one and make a donation. Back in 2020, there's an organization out of Savannah, Georgia, called Fight the War Within. The founder, Miranda Briggs, lost her husband to suicide in 2018. We raised $12,000 for them, doing a walk, from Jackson to Tybee. So, I mean, just helping other organizations, but, you know, obviously helping our mission as well. I don't like to accumulate money, though. It's not even a big thing. If you follow us on social media, you'll rarely ever see me posting anything about money, you know, because, I mean, it's not about that. It's about the mission. And, you know, I'd rather come out of pocket. I hate to say that, but I'd rather come out of pocket to get it done than, you know, a lot of the American Legions that are suffering right now, you know, they try to hand me a check, and I'll just be like, no, just put it local. I mean, you all need it.
So the mission is the walk itself, correct? And then but you, it's a walk of awareness. So people are aware that these veterans are suffering. Give me the numbers. How many veterans are suffering? How many veterans are taking their own lives?
Well, right now, I mean, the stigma, you know, the popular thing is to say, you know, 22 a day.
Yeah.
It's when we started paying attention.
Right.
It was statistically at 22 a day when we started paying attention and we started creating organizations to balance that and to fight that. But in reality, it's 31. Mm. Some places like in Alabama, I think it's 44. You know, so it's staggering. I mean, it's actually an epidemic. I mean, let's be real, you know. And it doesn't get enough attention because the people that I don't want to go down this road, but the people that could do the most work with a pen, they're afraid to ask the questions.
Yep.
And rather than have somebody come in and say, hey, look, you know, I don't know about this, but you, man, you walk all across the country, or you are a leader of this organization, or you deal with this a lot in our state. How can I help this situation? We don't want to do that. We just want to act like, you know, it doesn't exist, so that way we don't have to look a certain way and not answer questions. I hate to say that, but that's reality.
And well said, John. And you know, we don't have to dive too deep into the politics, but it doesn't win votes. That's what it comes down to. It's awful,
right.
And it doesn't win votes for the politicians. You mentioned, and we're talking with John Ring, walkforvets.org. You mentioned social media. Is it that easy to find you on social media? Would I search Walk for Vets? Or how would I go about following you guys?
Walkforvets.org, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Believe it or not, I have helped a lot of veterans off of TikTok. People don't really sleep on that. They have the negative thoughts on it, but I've probably helped over 100 veterans off of TikTok.
Wow.
Just that we're in dark places. And, you know, so I travel all over. They asked me this morning at breakfast, they were like, where's home? I said, I don't know, wherever I sleep. But I'm all over the country all the time. And I just love what I do. It is tiring. It really is. People are like, oh, you know, you're 44 years old. You're out there traveling. Yeah, but, I mean, I got a kid who's a senior in high school this year, and I'm always back and forth from South Carolina. It's never convenient. I tell people that, like, doing anything good to help people, it's never convenient, and it's very hard. People, you know, you can make excuses all day long why you're not out doing something. But, I mean, I beat down those barriers, and I just, hey, you know, I'm going to do it. And it is tough, though. Yeah. It really is. I mean, I couldn't tell you where home is.
Well, you know, hats off to you. I did want to ask you, and we've been calling this November every year on our station Veterans Month, as the entire month we have conversations with usually local veterans, but veterans from all places and stripes. And so many that we've talked to, like you, have gone on after their military careers to do something for the community or do something for their veteran community. And I know that they find like an extra purpose in doing that. And you mentioned how many veterans you've helped through social media or how many you've gotten in contact with through these walks. Have you found that others have found purpose? Maybe they were close to being one of those statistics, but they've found purpose through Walk for Vets to help you assist other vets. Have you found that to be true?
Yeah, so, you know, it's one thing, like, when you're out there helping people that, you know, I don't really pay attention to that, and I guess you could call it being modest. I have a guy out here right now who just showed up 2 days ago, again, for the second time on this walk, from California, who's put his hand out and thanked me for saving his life. It hits you deep. It hits you really deep. And, you know, on social media, you know, I've had the same response. And, you know, it's a matter of listening. That's probably the biggest thing. Veterans just need somebody to talk to, that understands, that isn't going to tell them what they need to do. Just listen, you know, and guide and do it. You know, I mean, I don't do what I do because I deal with those issues. A lot of veterans out there, you know, they walk and they run and they do this because they're dealing with PTSD. I don't deal with it on that level from combat. I deal with it probably from working in the prison system for years, but, but you know, it's just, I don't do it for that reason. So I welcome veterans that are dealing with PTSD because they actually strengthen the mission. They're able to talk. They're able to talk to people that I might or not understand their story. Now, I've been doing this for a long time, so I mean, I've heard almost everything that there is, and you know, I try to help everybody. And if I can't, you know, I'll reach out to somebody I have and I know has experience with that, and I'll connect them. And it's made a huge difference.
John,
just
again,
advocating.
All the information is at the website,
walkforvets.org.
.org, right. And thank you for your time this morning. You know, when you come upon somebody and they say, what's going on? You say, yeah, I'm just passing through. That's literally what you're doing. But passing through with a great heart.
Yeah, and I do have one general question for you before we leave this conversation, John. So you don't have to be modest. I know you like walking through Alabama, especially our coastal part here. What state has been to you, or you can even say a couple, the most beautiful to walk through? Which state have you liked the most that you've walked through?
Well, I'm torn between the beach and history. I love both. Mm. And so I learned a lot of history walking from Savannah to Vicksburg because it was Sherman's March to the Sea.
Yeah.
Walking through small towns, hearing the stories and, you know, just putting the pieces together. I love that. But also the coastal walk. I just said it the other day, the guy that planned this walk is a genius because 70% of it is along the coast.
Mm, that's awesome.
thanks. And they're like, that was you.
You're the genius.
Yeah. Hey, John, thanks a bunch again for your time this morning and continued success with the walk and with the awareness.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on.
We'll be following you all along the way. We appreciate it, John.
Thanks, sir.
That's John Ring. Walkforvets.org. Powerful, powerful stuff there. Yep. And we'll share that site on our social media to make it easy for you to find. But fantastic stuff there from John.
More Mobile Mornings straight ahead. Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5.